Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 5th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Now when he saw the crowds, he went up on a mountainside and sat down. His disciples came to him, and he began to teach them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Be seated, Father. Grace, peace, and mercy be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. I was born a citizen of the United States. I had absolutely no say in the matter. And I really had no idea about that or what it meant until I started having classes in grade school that we called social studies. It was then that I learned a lot about our nation and about other Americans that helped not only shape our nation, but set precedence for all of us to learn from. It was about that time that we began to understand that each American was afforded certain rights and responsibilities that kids born and living in other nations simply didn't have. Likewise, the family that I was born into and the ones that my children were born into were quite the same. I did not choose my parents. My children did not choose theirs. I did not know from the time I was born what it meant to be part of the Hansen household. But parents and older siblings become teachers, become role models that help the little ones as they grow. Today is the day that we celebrate All Saints' Day, a time to remember and to thank God for all the believers in Jesus, both living and departed, all of which are part of a very special family, the family of saints. And if we are all saints, then that is to say we are all members of the family of God. I know this because St. John, in the first verse of our epistle reading this morning, comes right out and says it. See what kind of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called children of God. And so we are. But what exactly does that mean? What does it mean to be part of the family of God? See, from the moment that I was born, that very moment, I was afforded all the rights and privileges as listed in the Bill of Rights in the Constitution of the United States. So then, to be part of the family of God means that you are entitled to all of the rights and privileges that belong to the children of God. However, these don't come to us simply by birth. They are based on the fact that God the Father has loved us, so much so that he calls us his children, which really has to be a loving act because by our nature we are opposed to him. Yes, the fact that we are born can be considered an act of creation, but because of Adam and Eve and the sinful nature that we inherited from them, that sin separated us from our Father in heaven. Created by him, yes, but outside of any type of relationship with him. And any action that we take to fix that problem only drives that separation further and further apart. Separated from him and actively working against him, our Father in heaven never stopped loving us. In fact, his love was so great that he carried out the greatest act of love ever seen. He gave up his Son for us. Our Father in heaven sent his Son to be born among us, born into a real nation, the nation of Israel, born into a real family, Mary and Joseph, just like all of us. Only unlike us, Jesus grew and kept all the demands of God's law, the law that he places on all human beings that we could never keep, but Jesus does. Then Jesus takes that perfect adherence to the law and willingly gives his life in our place. On the cross, Jesus dies the death that we owe for our sinful nature and our rejection of him. And in that death, he covers our sins, and by faith, we are forgiven. So then, we who were once wayward children, we have now become children of God. Not just called his children, but according to God, we are his children. So what comes with being a child of God? Well, first and foremost is forgiveness. But also, it means not being defined any longer by our nature. St. Paul says in Galatians, you are no longer a slave, but a son. And if a son, you are an heir through God. God, our Father, says, because you are a child of God, you have received the promised Holy Spirit to guide you and to direct you and to help you live out your life as sons and daughters of God. As his children, God promised to be with you always. Some ways we don't see and oftentimes don't even understand. But in others, we have this gracious parental presence physically in this place. He is with us in the waters of baptism. He is with us in the body and blood, in the bread and wine, with us in these physical means of grace. His word also spoken to us in the scriptures. See, God also promises to listen to our prayers. In fact, he invites us to come to him as a dear father wants to hear his dear children. Perhaps the greatest part of being a child of God is that we are entitled to the inheritance of God. That means heaven itself. Jesus said to his disciples, I now call you brothers. So then, as children of God, we become fellow heirs with Jesus, and we will be glorified with him. And in order for that to happen, being part of God's family includes the resurrection of our bodies and the life in the world to come. Now, we could speculate all day on what that looks like, but the fact is we just don't know. But we do know this. We shall be like him because we shall see him as he is. In other words, when Jesus appears on the last day, we know that we will be changed to appear in glory like his. Now, these are some great privileges that come with being a child of God. But along with them come some great responsibilities. Anyone who thus hopes in him purifies himself as he is pure. So then we are to live as purified people that Jesus has made us to be. Being a child of God means no longer looking like the world around us. To live this way would be the ultimate counter-cultural event. To be so opposite of the hatred and the division, to be so opposite of the controversies that are tearing our social fabric apart, to be so opposite of what the world expects of us that we become unrecognizable to the world. That's the same reason the world did not recognize Jesus as the Son of God. He was the opposite of what everyone expected. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know him. What a privilege and a responsibility to bear that family resemblance. But as mentioned before, by our sinful nature, pure and holy living is not easy. But by the Spirit's help, we love our Lord with all our heart, our strength, our mind, our soul, and we love our neighbors as ourselves. By this, we will certainly stand out in a world that increasingly shows hatred for the Lord and those around him. Being part of God's family also means learning from other members of the family and those who have gone before us. Church-wide saints like Martin Luther, who passes on wisdom to us in his large catechism. He writes, "Thus we must regard baptism and make it profitable for ourselves, that when our sins and conscience oppress us, we strengthen ourselves and take comfort and say, nevertheless, I am baptized. And if I am baptized, it is promised to me that I shall be saved and have eternal life, both body and soul." It is quite wonderful to have these words so that we can read them and to look at them and be inspired by them when we feel out of sorts in our faith. But also, God in his grace gives us saints among us that can lift us up in these same times. Saints like Phyllis, Luetta, and Anita, who have now gone on to rest with the Lord. All faithful children of God, who by their continual attendance and often reception of the Lord's Supper lived out their faith among us. And then there is also John. John came to our church one day looking, searching for something that was missing in his life. He felt drawn to our church one day, and after several meetings with him and many services attended, John made a bold confession of faith in Jesus, fully embracing Jesus' accomplishments for him personally on the cross. John Cosman became a child of God by faith only a few months before he met his Savior face to face. How fortunate we are to have these four saints part of our lives here at Concordia. See, as part of God's family, we are called to recognize a reality beyond our own experiences, our own failures, our own disappointments. It is a call to remember who you are. You are a child of God, full of hope, grounded in the promises of God, who claims us as his own and who will never let us go. Amen. We continue with our